This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Welcome back. Hour 3 of Lock and Load with Bill Frady. I'm Paul Lathrop.
I'm Rob Morse.
Call-in number to get into us is 877-807-4048. This hour of Lock and Load is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Welcome back again. We are with Joe Eaton with the FASTER program. Joe, if I could, next thing I wanted to talk about a little bit is the teachers, when they come, or the school staff members, because they don't necessarily have to be teachers, when the staff members go through your program, what do they provide? And they don't pay for the training, do they? But for example, I'm guessing they have to have a concealed carry weapon and a holster. Do they have to buy ammo? Do you buy that? Well, what's the commitment from the teacher or from the staff members?
We're trying to do our best to keep it as low cost for the schools as possible. They do have to already have their concealed handgun license. That's part meets federal law. The foundation, we pay for all the 3.5 days of the training. We don't actually do the training. As I said, we went out and hired the best instructors that we know of, John Benner at Tactical Defense Institute and Chris Serino from the Serino Training Group. They do the 3.5 days of training. Our foundation also pays for the school staff's lodging while they're at the training. Both of these training events are in rural areas here in Ohio, so it is generally quite a drive for most of the staff that is attending. So we take care of their lodging costs. Also, every staff that leaves this, they get a full classroom trauma kit with the tourniquets, the compression bandages, the chest seals, all of the information or all the tools that they need to have in their schoolrooms. And so we provide that to every staff that comes in. What we ask from the schools is that they get their staff to the training, they feed them while they're there, and they do supply the equipment, which is a good quality holster, a good quality firearm, and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. And our foundation will even help them out with the ammunition if they're having trouble finding it. We keep it a large volume in stock, and we sell it to them at exactly what our cost is also. So that seems to be a good mix. They do have quite a bit of skin in the game, but also we never want a school to have to look at their budget and say, do I hire an English teacher or do I keep our kids safe? So that's a key part of the program.
Joe, you mentioned that there's more than one level of training. Can you describe, literally how these defenders mature year after year?
And that's what we've seen. Like I said, we started off kind of making this up as we went along. We went to the experts. We started working with them. And that's where we came up with what's now deemed our Level 1 program, which is first 3.5 days that they have to attend first. It includes, like I said, a lot of the mindset, the firearms, the crisis management, the emergency medical skills. They spend quite a bit of time in the force-on-force scenarios. And as you mentioned, they also have to pass a qualification, which is the Ohio Police Officers Training Academy qualification, but we hold them to a much higher percentage of pass rate than what Ohio does for their police officers, again, because of the environment they're in. School staff came back after the first year and said, we want more. We know we can do better. What else is out there for us? So we started doing our Level 2 training program, which is a second training for 3 days. Starts dealing a lot more with the decision-making force-on-force training. The scenarios are more involved. They're more start to finish. They have to start evaluating medical injuries, finding medical supplies, improvising medical supplies, dealing with crowds, dealing with police officers arriving on scene, and really taking the whole event to a much further conclusion. And teachers, as you imagine, they believe in continuing education. So after that, they came back in the third year and said, what's next? We need more. And that's where we developed our Level 3 training program, which really is an awesome thing. What we do on Level 3 is we'll go into the schools who have had armed staff now for 2 years. We go into their actual school districts. They bring in not only their armed staff, but they bring in any of their unarmed staff who want to volunteer. We bring them in. We give them all the tactical combat casualty care training, so they now have a job that they can do on event day, even if they're not carrying a firearm. The community brings in their local police departments, their local EMTs, and we do the training actually in the school districts and in their school buildings with their staff. And it's awesome when you see an entire community like that come together and put the focus on keeping their school kids safe. It is truly awe-inspiring to see them all work together like that. And that's where we're currently at, is with a three-year, three-level program from our one class of 24 proof of concept class we did back in 2013.
Well, you've trained hundreds of students each year. Now you've got, what, thousands of man years. I guess it'd be teacher semesters to be appropriate, but you're basically scratching the surface. You have thousands of applications, most of which you can't get to. What's holding the program back? What has to happen next?
You know, it's the unfortunate reality that everybody has. Funding is our biggest issue. You know, we budget right at $1,000 for every student that we train in this program, and you know, that's even my public school math tells me that if we're training 200 staff a year, that's just shy of $250,000 a year that we have to find and we have to fundraise and we have to get. And we've been lucky to date. All of our funding has come from individuals. We would love to see we love that support. We'd love to see businesses step up and start supporting the program, even the medical side of it. I mean, that shouldn't be controversial. It's about safety in the schools, and that's what the focus needs to be on. The firearms are just there because that's part of keeping that safe as possible. But, you know, we're a nonprofit educational foundation. I'd encourage your listeners. I love it every year when I have to fill out my itemized tax return, putting in a couple of lines on there for Second Amendment donations that I can then deduct from my income. You know, it's my way of kind of sticking it back to the government, because if they're going to give me a loophole to where I can support pro-gun groups and get a deduction for it, by goodness, I'm going to do it every year I can.
That's desperately needed, because this isn't a theoretical problem you're talking about. A quarter of all the mass armed murder assaults take place in schools. You're on the cutting edge.
You're exactly right, and that's the reality of it. If you think about it, schools are unique because you not only have the problem with the murders happening in schools, schools are workplaces for all of the teachers and staff that are there also, and it is just another variation of workplace violence. So when you add those two together, that's why schools are such a prevalent target for these type of events. It's the reality, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. So we've got to keep moving this forward and stop giving them so many soft targets.
Joe, we've got about 10 seconds before the break. You'll come back later. Our listeners, please give us a call in. I'm full of questions for Joe. We'll be back with more after the break.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse.
I'm Paul Lathrop.
This hour is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We're here with Joe Eaton, Joe speaks for, participates in, gives his time and treasure to save students in schools through the FASTER program, Buckeye Firearms, Buckeye Firearms Foundation. And what's the third website I keep forgetting, Joe?
FasterSavesLives.org is the program website.
Well, and that answers the next question. I find this both intriguing and compelling. How do our listeners find out more about you? Where do they go again?
The FasterSavesLives.org website is a great resource. We've got resources on there for the schools, and you know, encourage people to go there. Email me, phone me. You know, I would love to hear their questions, comments, concerns. And that's the thing schools have to realize. They're not making this up or doing it on their own. We have worked with, as you said, hundreds and hundreds of school districts, and we have sample policies for them. We have resolutions for them. We have other school superintendents and staff that will come in and talk to them and let them know what worked and why it's worked in their school districts. And that really is a large benefit that we can bring, because these schools, they don't have to make it up on their own. They know they've got a good resource, and we're more than happy to share anything that we're doing in this program.
You know, that brings up something that I found fascinating. To me, it seems politically intimidating. Oh, how would I change my school board to defend students? And the answer that I heard was painfully simple. Ask them if they have a plan. Could you comment
That's
on
right.
that?
Yeah, you know, truthfully, you can look at any school board that is not at least looking at this situation as being negligent in their duty to keep kids safe. There is no school board member or superintendent that can look at the world today and say, this will not happen in my school. That is simply not going to fly anymore. And I would imagine it will be short term when we will start seeing schools being held negligent if they're making decisions not to do everything out there that's possible and that is proven to work in these situations. That's the easy part, you know, getting them to understand the problem is the biggest hurdle that we've got. And that's why I love doing these shows. I love meeting with school boards. We'll be at the Ohio School Board Association's conference in November. You know, we'll talk to thousands of school board members there, and they want the right answers. You know, if there's better answers out there than what we're doing, somebody please let us know, because we write a lot of big checks to fund this program. If there's a better answer, our foundation will gladly start supporting that other answer. But the reality is, it's not. This is the best solution, this specific problem that there is right now.
You know, that was fascinating. I hadn't realized, but okay, so it's not my world. There are guys who study violence every day. They design SWAT team curricula. They train federal marshals. They're as good as anybody in the world, and they're telling you this is what you have to do if you're going to keep your kids safe.
That's right. I mean, you know, John Benner, who developed most of the curriculum, him and his trainers trained the National School Resource Officers Active Killer Training Program for almost 15 years. They were traveling across this country training the police departments and police trainers who were training the staff that goes into schools. They developed the curriculum. And John said it only took a couple of years running thousands and thousands of these scenarios to realize, my gosh, I'm training the wrong people. It's great that these police want this type of training. It's great that they'll have one resource officer who is shared across six buildings, but they're not going to make a difference. These events are over before they can get there. And the reality was, until Sandy Hook, there was just no motivation to do anything other than what just seemed to be good enough. Sandy Hook changed that. That
failure,
shook this nation to the core.
Failure was acceptable until Sandy Hook.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the thing making people realize. Look at the timeline for Sandy Hook Elementary School. Don't take my word, anybody else's. Look up the Attorney General's report, and you will not find a better response time anywhere than what we had at Sandy Hook if you wait on outside help. They got there as quickly as they could. No other police department can beat that timeline, and we still lost 20 babies that day, and that's simply not acceptable. That's why waiting on outside help costs lives every single time.
If Joe, go ahead, Paul, please.
I want to stress to those people out there that have children that are in school, there could be more school staff going through this. The only hindrance to that right now is funding. And I would encourage anybody that has children in school, no matter where they're at, because honestly, you guys train, you've had staff from 8 states go through your classes, that this is a Second Amendment donation that can make a difference, that could save your own child's life.
Yeah, and it's simple. You know, $25, that'll put a tourniquet in one classroom. You know, $100 will put an entire trauma kit in there. You know, if they can go beyond that, you know, $300 will pay for their hotel rooms, and, you know, $1,000 per teacher is what we budget. It's, you know, I hate going out asking for money, but that's the reality. It can't continue to happen unless we find better, more consistent revenue streams. And the problem's not going away. You know, and the interesting thing is about how we thought this was going to take parents' groundswell, outrage, pitchforks, going to the school boards. But truthfully, it's about half and half. Half of these schools come to us because the school boards understand the problems. The other half is because teachers and parents go in and say, listen, we need to do better. We can do better. And that's where people can even get involved in their community. At least see if they're addressing everything that's out there.
Joe, we're going to close in a minute, and there's still so much we could talk about. If schools want to send a teacher to FASTR, go to your website.
That's right.
If ordinary people,
FASTRSaveLives.org,
if ordinary people want to learn more, go to FASTR. Teachers are in school right now. When do you start up with heavy training again? How long do we have to put money in your pocket so you can train more teachers at your next opportunity?
We will start our full program, our main classes, in June. We're doing stuff right now. We have a young Eagle Scout here in Ohio that took on for his Eagle Scout project, putting a trauma kit in every classroom in his home district. That's awesome. We got a young teenage boy stepping up saying, this is important enough. I'm doing this for my Eagle Scout project. And he's doing what parents and the legislature won't do. We're running constant primer classes so they can get to advanced level of training prior to the full program. So, but the work really starts in June.
Joe, we have to go to break. I have to have you back. Thank you so much for all you do. We'll be back with more news and stories of defensive gun use after this break.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady. I'm Paul Lathrop.
And I'm Rob Morse.
Number to call in and talk to us is 877-807-4048. This hour of Lock and Load is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Say, Rob.
Sir.
I got a little bit of a thing I want to bounce off you.
Yeah. You know,
I don't think that gun laws disarm criminals. What do you think?
Oh, I know they don't. Let me see. Hold on. Here it is. I saw some news of stolen guns, and I had examples from coast to coast. I mean, that's why criminals don't care about background checks or gun laws. Fine, make a million of them, they say. Thieves took hundreds of guns from a store in Longs, South Carolina, not too long ago. They struck at a time when most residents were seeking shelter from Hurricane Andrew. About 225 guns were stolen from the five-star gun shop. Store owner Daniel Honeycutt thinks the crime was planned way in advance and the thieves were just waiting for bad weather. Honeycutt said a wall filled with AR-style rifles was completely stripped and his gun cases that had handguns were smashed to pieces. Scattered glass was everywhere. That's on one coast. Let's go to the left coast. I mean, stolen firearms. I mean, crooks that think of it everywhere. Some 10,000 guns are reported stolen each year in California. Over 150 of them are taken from law enforcement agencies.
But so, if only the police have
had guns.
Yeah.
So, now watch. California politicians propose that to solve this, we're going to make Californians more vulnerable by requiring that honest citizens lock up their guns so they can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What can I tell you?
We go back to Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting each time to get a different result.
Well, okay, I came from California, and I heard a new twist on that, also credited to Einstein. Okay. There's a difference between genius and stupidity. Genius has its limits. Stupidity doesn't.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of California politicians when he must have said it. Okay, let's jump into DGUs. Gosh, we got a little. Yeah, we have enough time.
Yeah, we got time to do that.
Speaking of genius, now I'm serious here. I think a genius learns from the mistakes of others. Think of it. I mean, a fool repeats his mistakes. Most of us learn from ours eventually, but a smart man learns from the mistakes of others. That's why on the Polite Society podcast and on my podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, we talk about individual citizens, private citizens, armed civilians, and the things they did right. Two young adults and three juveniles entered a Burger King restaurant in Indianapolis, Indiana. They wore hoodies, they wore masks, and they carried guns to do harm. Once this crew was inside, one of the juveniles immediately pointed his gun at a cashier and demanded money from the store register. Who should have been in the crowd? A firearms instructor and concealed carry holder was walking by. He saw the five men putting on their masks in the parking lot. This armed citizen was concerned enough by what he saw that he followed them inside. This armed civilian pulled his own gun when he saw the robber point a gun at the cashier. As he ordered the robber to the floor, one of the armed juveniles turned toward the armed firearms instructor. The instructor fired several times while the thug was able to fire once. Two of the thugs, that's all that appeared to be carrying at the time, dropped their guns and all of them ran. The robber, who was pointing his gun at the cashier, was struck in the arm by the instructor's shots. The armed citizen who helped, all the employees, and all of the customers in the restaurant were unhurt. The five robbers were later arrested by Indianapolis police. In the preceding 3 days, they had performed 9 violent armed robberies.
Mm.
Not Boy Scouts, were they?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, as a defensive gun use, there is nothing easy about this example, Paul. If you've had a gun, if you considered having a gun, if you're a human being with compassion, you have to wonder, was this well-practiced, well-schooled, well-trained defender smart, or was he lucky? Where do you want to start?
I want to start with a couple things. The bad guy is pointing a gun at the cashier. At that point, you have an immediate, articulable, otherwise unavoidable threat to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so opening fire is something I would do at that point. However, I want to point out there were several shots fired by the good guy with a gun, supposedly an instructor, and he connected how many times?
Once.
Yeah.
Peripheral hit, too.
Yeah, on the arm. Couple things. It could go two ways. I mean, this is an extremely high-stress situation.
Yeah, Paul, let's acknowledge that. The guy who walked in, he's a hero. There's no doubt.
Yes, yes.
He's certainly brave, but wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. In the story, I believe, didn't they say that he ordered them to stop before opening fire?
Yes.
Boy, that takes a lot of guts.
Now, watch. Yeah, I'm thinking that. Imagine what happens. You say, freeze, don't move, and you hear a bang as he shoots the kid behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
You just sacrifice somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
okay.
You yell stop at your in your best command voice. You yell stop. If that startles this kid and the kid has his finger on the trigger, guess what's going to happen?
Exactly. Well, there is no good example. They're just less bad. How many of those five could have been armed?
Could have been all five.
Yeah. And you go in there and say, I'm a good guy. Y'all stop. And now we're going to put it to a vote?
Yeah. You're outvoted.
Ow. Ow. I don't like this. I don't. Well, but you know what? Okay. So that's all the ugly part of it. Here's the other part. And this came up on our podcast. What we've got less than a minute here. I think we've got about 40 seconds. Who works in a Burger King? Who are the clerks? Who are the cooks? Who's all the help?
Young kids.
Yeah. You watch a bunch of thugs come in to put young kids at gunpoint. Not all that different from the faster scenario, is it?
Not in the least.
And are you going to stand outside, be a good witness, call 911, and record the gunshots?
Tough, tough decision.
Oh,
very tough decision.
Gosh.
We're jumping to break. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to our final segment. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse.
I'm Paul Waithrop.
We are two refugees from the Polite Society podcast. This next segment is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Paul, what's the Polite Society podcast?
Lately a mess.
Yes, but there are many messes. This one is special, and it's yours.
Yeah. Polite Society podcast started in February 2012. It was me, myself, and I. And I started off with the idea that I was going to help get Obama voted out of office. That didn't work out, but what I found out was that people that listen to podcasts and people that are concerned about the direction our country is heading are wonderful, amazing people. And even more than that, I discovered that the people inside the community, as far as those that are making things happen, those that are actually working to restore our rights, are wonderful, giving people. And I created a lot of friendships and created a lot of relationships and really started having fun. And oh my goodness, the audience grew. And as the audience grew, I started bringing people in like you, like John Richardson, who is on with us on every show, like Rachel Malone, like Gary Doherty. And we form this core of people who have, while we all believe in the Second Amendment, we all believe in the individual's right to keep and bear arms. We have a lot of the same beliefs, but we all have different perspectives.
Oh, it is so much fun because I learned something, and you know, I'm in the middle of it and I'm learning every day.
Oh, me too. Every time we flip the button and record, I pull something away from every episode, and I hope our listeners do too. And so now we have a segment in the Polite Society podcast. It started about 2.5-3 years ago, where we started covering the DGUs, defensive gun uses.
Right.
And you've done something. You started your self-defense gun stories, but you do a little bit differently than we do on the Polite Society podcast. Tell us about self-defense gun stories.
Okay. I'll tell you where it came from. As you can imagine, that part of the story fascinated me. I'd like to turn self-defense gun the Polite Society podcast into a big armed citizens example, but we have so much else to cover, we can't. So my little tiny podcast, it's 15 minutes long, helps beginners learn just a few things. They learn that self-defense happens. They learn that ordinary people like us do it. They learn that very ordinary, flawed people like us can do it. And we give them a few steps. We take a professional instructor that looks at successful self-defense examples and says, here's another step. Here's another little thing that might make you a little safer, a little more prepared. I'm trying to give grandma every excuse to take that gun off the shelf and go get some training with it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, last time, we didn't really get into it last time that much, but we are both huge proponents of training.
We're junkies.
Yes. If you have a gun, you got one of what I call the triangle of self-defense. You need a gun. You need to know how to use that gun, so you need training. And you need coverage, because at some point, if you use your gun in self-defense, or in my case, if you don't and you're just accused of it, you're going to run into legal trouble. You need all three, but training is certainly one of the most neglected parts of that.
Could I add practice?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because there are people who love to go get training and go, okay, I'm done. I paid my money. I sacrificed my weekend, and the gun can sit on the shelf. I'm going, oh, please don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that to the family you love.
And don't think that if you live in a state where you have to take a class to get a concealed carry permit, don't think that that class is training. It's not.
No. Oh, my gosh, no. Well, yeah. But, okay, let's mention some of the relationships that you've formed. You've met and sought out world-class trainers. We've had Masad Ayoub.
Mm-hmm.
You've trained with him. We've had Kathy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Another superb firearms instructor. And let me describe this a little bit. There is more to being an instructor than being a gunfighter. You
almost
need to be able to teach, please.
Yes. Yes. I will say this, as much as I love Masad Ayoub, and I do, as much as I enjoy having him come up and train, there is nobody that I have met that is a better teacher of firearms and a better teacher of what happens in the firearms world than Kathy Jackson. I have taken her classes many times and continually learn from her. Every time I'm around her, I close my mouth, open my ears, because I'm going to learn something.
Paul, there's a phenomenon that I've heard described, and unfortunately I don't know the label for it, but it says something that I don't know is pretty easy. You go and learn a little bit about it, and you go, wow, There's more to it than I imagined. It's true about performance driving. It's true about raising a family, playing music, and protecting your family.
Yes.
So the first class you take is going to be an eye-opener.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much. The saying goes, drinking water from a fire hose. And that is absolutely accurate. Now, we talked about the Polite Society podcast. We talked about self-defense gun stories. But there's one outlet we haven't talked about yet. And I catch it at least every couple days, but usually every day. You put something up on your blog. Tell everybody about Slow Facts, man.
I have a blog. That's how Paul and I first got in business together. It's called Slow Facts, slowfacts.wordpress.com. I wrote about Hillary Clinton's gun-free America. If elected, she can do it. I've shown you how. I also read Hillary Clinton's comments during the recent debate and wrote about the lies she told about gun owners like us. Recently, I just found an article, I repackaged several, that described how strongly you and I feel about firearms and the fact that we think the government should leave us alone. We've got too many laws already. That and more is up at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I write at Clash Daily and at Ammoland. Paul, we've got a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been great. Bill, thank you so much for letting us have your toys.
Absolutely. It's an honor to sit in for Bill. And I didn't think we were going to get to do it again so fast, but I'm already looking forward to doing it again.
We have to say thank you to our guests. My God, Sidney Powell, who talked about her experience at the Department of Injustice, Joe Eaton from Buckeye Firearms. Paul, thank you for helping me. I had a great time.
Oh, I had a blast as well. I'd like to thank you, listeners, for joining us, for sitting through, and hopefully, if we get to do this again in the near future, we're going to get one of you to call us up and play with us.
Ah, come on. We're too... Paul, you've intimidated them again.
Well, I would suppose at this point we would go until the next time.
Stay safe.
Be aware.
And see you down the road.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.